Good afternoon. I'm Alan Martin. This is your Pix Now update. Crews are working right now to clean up a multi-vehicle accident on Highway 1 near River Street in Santa Cruz. The CHP says just before 10 this morning, the brakes on a big rig failed, causing it to hit 21 other vehicles, as well as the guardrails, the embankments. You can see just how much damage it caused as it plowed down through the lanes before it finally caught fire and stopped.
I heard first the crashing, and I looked in my rearview mirror and saw the tractor trailer coming through at a really high speed, and it was just running into cars and bouncing over cars, and just kind of just tried to relax. And you know, I knew I was going to get hit. I saw a car coming that the truck hit, and then it came through and caught fire and just kept driving for quite a ways.
Reports of multiple people injured. In fact, one person had severe injuries, but we're told is expected to survive. All northbound lanes expected to reopen shortly. Investigators looking into whether the accident was caused by the driver error or mechanical issue. And a drunk driver is responsible for this scene in San Bruno early this morning. Police say the 24-year-old Nathalie De Leon of San Francisco drove into a parked car, then into this house near Cressmore Drive in London Court. He was arrested for driving under the influence. We do remain on fire watch as the Camp Fire continues to burn in Butte County. 42 people have been killed. That number is expected to rise, with hundreds still missing. So far, the fire has scorched about 125,000 acres. Right now, it is 30% contained. The burn zone covers an area bigger than the city of San Jose. Crews are trying to protect 15,000 buildings that are still in danger. And the desperate search is on to find or identify the 100 still missing. Crews are using power tools and cadaver dogs as they search through the burnt out rubble. Officials have requested 2 portable mortuaries and rapid DNA testing to help speed up the identification process.
I want to recover as many remains as we possibly can, as soon as we possibly can, because I understand the toll that it takes on people.
The campfire has also destroyed more than 7,000 structures. Take a live look now from our KPI X5 studio roof camera. You see the hazy skies. We do see the Bay Bridge, but just barely. The unhealthy air quality continues to hang over the Bay Area for a fifth straight day. And some schools in the North Bay did cancel class today because of the unhealthy air. Children and the elderly, the most vulnerable to our smoke levels. The Air District is urging people to stay inside with windows and doors closed until smoke levels subside. People in the North Bay doing their best with that heavy smoke.
The air is horrible. It smells bad. It's burning your eyes and throat. Life goes on and you just have to deal with it.
And if you're thinking of getting one of those masks, you want to pick one that filters out the particulate matter. The best option, labeled N95. Make sure to keep that seal tight. Some good news from the fire lines. Paradise resident Alan Pierce is crediting his Toyota Tundra for saving his life, along with many others. Pierce made 2 trips to and from the fire zone to help evacuate residents. He posted this photo on Instagram saying it was all because of his truck. Look how it singed. Toyota caught wind of Pierce's heroism and offered a replacement. In a statement, Toyota says, "Toyota is so humbled by Mr. Pierce's selfless act that we are pleased to offer him a brand new Tundra." Fans waiting for the big Rams-Chiefs showdown in Mexico City Sunday will be watching that game in L.A. Less than an hour ago, the NFL moved the game because of bad field conditions at Azteca Stadium. Mexico City crew recently installed some new sod, but the league says it, quote, does not meet NFL standards. The original field damaged by recent rain and several big events. Michelle Obama is on the road. The former First Lady has begun her 10-city speaking tour to promote her newly released memoir called Becoming. The book is largely about her life and experiences, but there's also some criticism of President Trump. The tour kicks off in Illinois today, the same day the memoir is in stores. The tour stops here in the Bay Area December 14th, and that'll happen at the SAP Center in San Jose. Earlier today at the White House, President Trump held a Diwali ceremony, the holiday and autumn festival of lights, observed by Hindus, Sikhs, and Jains all over the world. The president honored the holiday by lighting the diya, which symbolizes victory of light over darkness.
So on behalf of the American people, I wish everyone celebrating here, all over our country, our land, great United States, and around the world, a happy and joyful Diwali.
During the ceremony, Mr. Trump announced he is nominating Naomi Rao, Administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, to replace Justice Brett Kavanaugh on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. After months of celebrating, tomorrow is Prince Charles's 70th birthday. To commemorate that occasion, the royal family released two new photos showing Charles surrounded by his close family. One of the photos is the more posed and poised, while the second, it's a little more candid. Tomorrow, there will be a celebration honoring the future heir to the throne at Buckingham Palace. And we'll be back right here with another update top of the hour. Watch or listen on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area.
Meet our STEM standout, Luciano Del Rio.
Team A41 is Richmond High School's robotics team. What it is an after-school program that teaches Richmond High School students about STEM.
Luciano encourages us to really think outside the box to approach a problem.
Luciano's story is important because he comes from this community. The work that he does here goes beyond the classroom and the school.
Chevron and CBS5 teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.